Macmillan Audio presents Invisible City by Julia Dobb. Read for you by Andy Arndt.
Friday. Chapter 1. I was in Chinatown when they called me about the body in Brooklyn. "They just pulled a woman out of a scrap pile in Gowanus," says Mike, my editor. "Lovely," I say. "So I'm off the school?" I've spent the past 2 days pacing in front of a middle school, trying to get publishable quotes from preteens or their parents about the brothel the cops busted in the back of an internet cafe around the corner.
"You're off," says Mike.
The rest of the press is on the scene when I arrive at the gas station across from the scrapyard. Pete Calloway from the Ledger is baring his crooked teeth at the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner of Public Information, or as reporters call him, DCPI. DCPI is 6 inches taller and 70 pounds heavier than Pete. It's barely 20 degrees out, and Pete's got his hoodie up, his shoulders hunched against the cold. But DCPI is hatless, scarfless, gloveless, coatless. His uniform jacket collar is pulled up, 2 inches of starched wool blend against the icy wind.
"We're hearing she was found without clothes," says Pete. "Can you confirm that?"
DCPI looks over Pete's head and rubs his hands together. Behind him, in the scrapyard along the canal, 2 excavators stand frozen against the sky. The grapples attached to their long arms sway slowly, thin scraps of metal hanging from their...